Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Madeline Mocker. She is an intern at the America, say it for me because now my tongue is twisted.
Museum of Danish America.
Yeah. It's still kind of a new title, and usually I have that down, and all the signs coming into town
yes.
tell you that. And so, sometimes it's hard to change a habit. But let's find out about Madeline. Where did you grow up? You know, what were some things you did as a kid? Just kind of bring us up to date on where you started and where you are now.
I grew up in Creston, Iowa, in southwest Iowa, so not too far from Elkhorn, where I'm at currently. Went to school there, K through 12. They have a great theater and drama program, so I was involved with that. Creston's a great town, a lot bigger than Elkhorn, but I love living in Elkhorn now. So, after I graduated, I went to Northwest Missouri State University.
In Missouri, right?
Yes, that's in Maryville, Missouri, and that's a great town. I was a history major, and so definitely part of the history club. I had to geek out a little bit and be a part of the history club. I knew there, that's kind of when I figured out I wanted to work in museums, so I had a minor in public history, which goes along with museums and how history is related to the public. Mm-hmm. So
that's how you said, I want to work in a museum. What was the process you had to go through to become an intern here?
Well, it did help that I had previous experience. At my university, I worked at the archives on campus, and I also did an internship while I was abroad in London, so that helped. And I actually was a 3-month unpaid intern here at the museum during summer 2012. So I'm currently fulfilling a year-long position. So it definitely helped that I worked here before. I know the area, and so that helped. But yeah, definitely doing a lot of internships and being active and to gain experience, that helped.
Mm-hmm. And it, as you say, it gives you a feel for if this is really what you want to do. So let's talk about your job now. You have a year-long appointment. So what have you been doing?
Wow, I have been doing a lot. This museum, there are so many projects and people and just so many things going on. I work under the curator of collections, Angela Stanford, and she's been undergoing many years, an inventory, which means that each artifact, each object is photographed, measured, described, and has condition reports. So I've been working on various parts of the collection to complete that project. And my big project was wrapping up the textile collection. We had over 3,000 textiles. A previous intern, Brittany, she did the first 2,000, and then I did the last 1,000 with another intern. So that definitely took up some time. And I mean, oh, it's just great to see all of the old wedding dresses, you know, from the 1890s to the present. That was wonderful. And then
that was going to be one of my questions. When you talk about the textiles collection, what kinds of things of those 3,000 items? You mentioned wedding dresses, but what other kinds of things are there?
There are so many. We have children's clothing, baptismal gowns, also just everyday textiles like tablecloths, table runners, piano scarves. We also have a number of military uniforms. We're lacking kind of the present day uniforms like the Gulf Wars. So we don't have many of those, but definitely the World War I era. We also have flags and ceremonial banners. The Danish Brotherhood in America and the Danish Sisterhood had these, giant silk banners, and we have many of those, too. So,
now, I'm thinking about the special needlework, and at the moment I'm missing my word. It's not tatting. What's the Danish?
Hardanger.
Yes,
Hardanger.
That's the word I want.
Yes.
And so do you have some of those?
We do have some of those. Some from volunteers that we have today, we've taken some of their pieces. And we do have some tatting and very delicate pieces of lace. The needlework and the knitting, lots of different things. So, yeah, very beautiful work.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about textiles, all of the museum, of course, is protected in many ways in terms of humidity and so on. But are there some special things you have to do to keep the textiles?
Yes. The textiles are put in acid-free boxes. And in between each layer, there's acid-free tissue. And then sometimes with, dresses or clothing that has shoulder pieces, we kind of add tissue inside of there to keep the shape so it doesn't, crease and then start to shatter.
Now, obviously, not all of those can be displayed at one time. So that's part of the inventory process, correct?
Yes. We have all of the textiles are in these long boxes, and not many of them can be displayed because of light protection. But we're hoping with the new curatorial center, we may get some mannequins out in that corner and then kind of rotate different folk costumes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you've not been to the museum, it's sort of hard to imagine all of the things that are in the collection. But if you go downstairs, you can see a lot of the collection, not all of it, but a lot of the collection behind glass.
Yes, you can see a lot of the smaller artifacts, and we do have quite a few larger artifacts, and we're going to be moving those into the new curatorial center, like farm equipment and furniture. And with the new curatorial center, hopefully we can start to take more larger objects. We have several small objects that you can see behind the glass. Jewelry, spoons, coffee pots, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has to be a little exciting, or maybe much exciting, for you to come. And like you said, you'd been here previously. But when you start looking at all of those and with your interests, it has to be really exciting to look at some of the descriptions and history.
Oh, it is. It is. That's one of the largest parts of the inventory process, is also looking at the history, the provenance. Who owned this? What's the family history? And when I moved on from textiles, I'm now doing the Danish Brotherhood unit. And so learning about the different lodges, and there were so many of them, and it just shows how far, you know, Danish heritage was across the country, how far it reached out. So learning about those stories is probably the best part.
We're visiting with Madeline Mocker, who is an intern at the museum in Elkhorn. And I'm wondering, I think you get to take a few trips and get acquainted with some of the board members around the United States?
Yes. It is really nice being an intern, because sometimes we get to go to different festivals. I have been to a festival in Tipton, Iowa, hometown Hoover Days. We get to, you know, promote the museum and Elkhorn as a community. I just recently went to Minneapolis with Sophia, one of the Danish interns, and we were dropping off one of our traveling exhibits at the Danish American Center. So we ran into a current board member and a past board member. So it just shows how far, you know, the museum also has a wide reach across the country, that we get to go do all of these different things, and it's great.
Have you been involved at all with the media and getting stories out, or is that somebody else's job?
That's mainly our social media associate, Nikki. But as an intern, we do have an intern blog. And so we have to post on our blog frequently a photo, just kind of what do we do as interns. So that's been really fun, getting to be able to do that.
So if I wanted to read that, how would I get there?
DanishMuseumInterns.tumblr.com.
All right. So we could see some of your stories and keep up to date with you. Let's talk about what's next for you, Madeline. This is another internship, another experience. What's next?
Well, what's next? I'm probably in the next year going to be looking for another position within the field. And then after that, I will probably go back to graduate school to get a degree in museum studies. Depending on if I find a great position, then maybe I'll stay there. Who knows? But I definitely want to be in this field.
Now, so many times we talk to interns, they are from Denmark. That's not your case. So where's the getting to Denmark on your list?
It is high up there. Ever since I have worked here, I want to go. I now have lived with, you know, 10 Danish interns over my two internships here. I've made good friendships with them, and I would love to go and see them and see their country and, you know, see what all the fuss is about. I want to see Denmark.
And you would have your own private tour guides, I think, to really get you the inside scoop on everything. Now, Tivoli Fest coming up over Memorial Day weekend. Do you have a specific job?
Yes, we have. We all have very specific jobs. I am going to be in the parade, and there's also going to be a new event here at the museum called Ring Riding for Children. Kids can bring their bikes, and it's a competition. They have a small lance, and they try and get the lance through hoops. Sign up begins at at noon to 1:30, and then the competition begins at 1:30. There are going to be prizes for the best decorated bike, different age brackets, so definitely check that out.
sounds like fun, and it's good to have something new happening. And so you sort of get to put all that together.
Not the ring riding. I'm just with the parade. I'm helping make the signs and all that stuff. But the ring riding is our board members have come up with that idea. So that's really fun. Okay. And some of the current Danish interns and a past Danish intern and I will be part one of the teams for Tivoli Feud, which will be Saturday night at the Windmill Stage.
All right, well, it's great to be involved with all that and a great deal of fun. And, folks, just remember that you're all invited to Tivoli Fest, and you might meet Madeline. So we want to thank you very much, Madeline Mockner, who's intern here at the Danish-American – no, that's not right. I knew I had that down, Madeline, and now it won't come out right.
Museum of Danish America.
It's so simple. It really is. Okay, until next time, here's a thought. There is no laughter like the laughter of those who are happy with others.